Good morning. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation. Our scripture comes from the Old Testament appointed for today's morning prayer. Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 and 8. They read, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.' Listen." Today the heavens announce, "We're having a baby." This infant brings peace, good news, and salvation. So listen up. 9 months from today, we will celebrate the birth of God in the human form of Jesus. In order to receive these gifts, you must listen. You must stop what you are doing, shift your attention, and listen. 2,000 years later, we continue to struggle in these areas. As a religion, as a nation, as a world, we struggle to focus long enough, hard enough, to hear with our hearts God's message of peace found in the good news of Scripture and the guarantee of salvation. I invite you to reflect with me today on how we announce God in our lives. How do we tell the story of peace in our lives? How do we announce God's good news through our words and actions? Today is the day we can start. Select one person, share a piece of good news, share a moment in your life that God broke through the hurt, the betrayal, the confusion, and brought a moment of peace into your midst. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 87 of the Book of Common Prayer, Canticle 11. The third song of Isaiah. Let us pray. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. For behold, darkness covers the land, deep gloom enshrouds the peoples. But over you the Lord will rise, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will stream to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning. Your gates will always be open. By day or night, they will never be shut. They will call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Violence will no more be heard in your land, ruin or destruction within your borders. You will call your walls salvation and all your portals praise. The sun will no more be your light by day. By night, you will not need the brightness of the moon. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotion, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotion in your inbox. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.